We are living here in material world and getting birth and death. Very natural it is. But not what it is for human. Everything is coming and going this way, appearing and disappearing. Krishna said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bhatra Bhasanchi Jirnani Jatavihaya Navani Gnati Naroparani Tatha Sariradi Vihaya Jirnan Nunnani Sangjati Navani Dehi. We are getting birth and growing gradually and gradually getting old age and dying. Naturally, again we are getting birth. Krishna said, we are changing the cloth like that. Cloth become very old, broken, cannot use that properly. Then we are changing the cloth. But cloth changing, it is by our wish we are doing. And natural course changing our body. Because naturally we are getting old age or not, but our karma fall are giving that result. Sometimes young man, they are also dying by accident or by some disease, etc. But when it is not useful, then necessary to change that. And like cloth we are changing. Automatically change coming to us. Like old cloth. But young man also dying. And middle-aged man, they are also dying. Old-aged man, they are also naturally dying. Cannot be avoided, birth and death. This is the situation in this material world. But from here, when some consciousness come to us for the satisfying God, that's called God consciousness, and coming to human who is fortunate, that human society getting some God consciousness. But too much attachment in this material world, they cannot avoid. And birth and death, this law also cannot be avoided. Actually, all the jiva souls getting birth through some natural inspiration from the Prakriti. All birth happening this way, written in Brahma Sangita. That sloka I cannot remember. Jyoti Rupa Sanatana, that sloka. Kalingam Bhagavan Shambhu. That means male and female attachment given us the birth and death. But scripture always giving consciousness, you not to be involved with that. And when I am studying the Jyotishi, there I have seen one phrase, ye urdhva reta jata nilo hote parle mukti labh kare. And who not will act as Prakriti Purush, only maintaining Brahmachari life, he never will come back and not will take birth in this material world. That this also by law happening. If you are not will be cause for others' birth, then you not will get birth. This is law. To every action there is equal and opposite reaction. The third law of Newton, it's law of scripture also, natural law. If you not will be cause for others' birth, understand? My English is clear or not?
Yes.
Not will be cause for others' birth. Your birth also not will come to you again. This is as natural law. Yeah. And Jyotishastra, they had told it. Yeah. Urdhareta jata anila. Eta hote palle tar ar janma hobe na. Means if he not will be cause for others birth, he not will get birth. This is one procedure. And it is normal procedure in this material world. It's not broke, and not necessary to break also, because this third law of Newton, what we know, yeah, to every action there is equal and opposite reaction. That the reactionary world always giving reaction. But if action not will come, then reaction not will come. This way it is harmonizing. But another source is that to avoid the birth, again and again what we are getting, that is Krishna said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, janma karma chame dibbam evam jo vetti tattata takta deham punarjanma noiti mam eti shorjuna. He Arjun, my birth and my activity, it is not like material person. Material person getting birth and death by the law of materialism. But my birth and death, not like material. But it is necessary to know properly from the sadhu, from the guru, which way that happening. And if he will be qualified with that knowledge, then he will natural liberation will get through this knowledge, transcendental feelings. Evam jo vetti tattata, tattata means transcendental feelings will come through Guru, come from Vaishnava, come from Sadhu. Then he will understand, oh, this is Krishna taken birth, but it is not like human. Then necessary to understand. And when this knowledge, as transcendental knowledge, he will get, then again he not will get birth. Krishna said it. Takta deham, leaving this material body, punar janma no eti. Eti means prapnoti. Punar janma, again birth not will get he is. But what existing his position? Namameti. When he understand my birth and my karma, naturally he is getting liberation, and mameti means service to me he is getting, natural way, because active atma always will do something, will think something, willing, feeling, thinking, that is his existence, the quality. Then willing, feeling, thinking, this is all atma have property. Then they will do something, where they will stay. But when they are liberated, they will serve to me, and direct service coming to them, then no problem, again coming to them. They are living within transcendental platform and play and act there for the service to Lord Krishna. This is their position. That means not going again back to Janma Karma. This is Krishna himself said. Noeti ki, noeti, mameti so Arjuna. Hey Arjuna, mameti, eti means mam prapnoti. Amake prapto hoy. Khub soja evang clear. Krishna said, who knows my janma and karma properly, he is getting liberation. This is another procedure. Then two procedure. Here is two wave. We are feeling this. One is mundane wave, material wave, and another is transcendental wave. Both wave acting. We feel this pillar maybe 1,000 years can exist, but it will be destroyed one day, demolished one day, natural way, because all power will go gradually from that pillar. And we can understand that. But other way, nothing will be lost in this material world, taking another form. Anyhow, the bhakti yoga, the science of devotion, this is very clean and clear. Something we'll understand. The jiva soul, they will get relief from this material it is habit or material
wave.
Yes. It is natural course going on everywhere. But scripture and Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu always within the scriptural knowledge wants to manage his preaching style, with his preaching style. And that surprising us. But where is necessary to break, Mahaprabhu broke it. He taken food from Sanariya Brahman's house. And Sanariya Brahman when told, it is not law of your Veda, you are the sannyasi, you cannot take food, cook food from my room, my house. He told, no, law is that, ye mahajano jena gatasya pantha. Madhavendra Puri taken in your house, then I must take. It is breaking of law. And another place, so many devotees, male and female, they are coming to see Mahaprabhu, but some 1% Choto Haridas, he punished him. And there is some cause. And what is cause? The material attachment not leave when from our brain, then that brain must be punished. This is the teachings from Choto Haridas case. Otherwise, so many ladies and gents, even Mahaprabhu in the Jagannath temple, looking, Mahaprabhu was tall, then he is from that Guru Rastambha, and looking Jagannath, he can see, others cannot see. But one lady, he used Mahaprabhu as a pillar and went up. Jagannath, Guru Rastambha, Mahaprabhu holding Guru Rastambha in one hand and looking Jagannath, and he gone up, and Mahaprabhu soldier, they are giving leg and looking Jagannath. And Govinda wants to remove him from that position. Okay, 1 minute.
You gave the example of Chota Haridas, and then you were saying...
Actually, I am always trying to think, that means research. Always, day and night, this is my duty. Because Srila Guru Maharaj has given me some responsibility to do good for others, and which way it is possible, always I am thinking that. But I am not controller, I am not ruler, I am not actually changer. Only I can pray and I can give some inspiration. I can inspire to others. as possible by me. But cannot change up law. It can do by the grace of great sadhu, guru, possible. And I surprise, yeah, how much happened to see that. Then I believe, actually I believe everything, good or bad, anything anyone will tell, first I believe. Then I maybe come back to see the fact and situation, etc. But first, my nature to believe. And that way I have got very, very good result. Sometimes little disturbed, no doubt.
Sometimes suffering.
Huh?
Sometimes suffering.
Something. But I don't care for that. That I know it is natural. But when we will think about Chhota Haridas' case in Puri Dham with so many devotees there, but Mahaprabhu exemplary punishment given to him. And if we will think in this position, this situation, this age, actually 500 years already passed, and world situation and law change many things. We not can we apply that, but we can think that, we can realize that, and we can try to understand why Mahaprabhu done it. And in the scripture so many things written. That's also we will try to realize and avoid. It is very hard but we are seeing this life, material life, it's too much generalized or naturalized. One example, Dhanurdas, Acharya Ramanuja's devotee, disciple, they are a husband and wife and no child, but husband and wife, they are always worshipping the Narayan and Guru Ramanuj, and too much dedicated. And 100 devotee, which 100 devotee Ramanuj come to their house, that time Dhanurdas not was present there, but his wife was present with one cloth, and that cloth also she given for drying in the sun, and she is living in the room with some broken cloth or something. But Ramanuj come, we are telling Hare Krishna, and Ramanuj, Om Namo Narayana, something told. And she understands that my Guru come. But she cannot come in front of Guru because broken cloth, very short cloth and broken cloth. And she, given that I am inside of the room, cannot go out. Shown. And Ramana is an intelligent man. He understands what happened. He given his uttariya, this one cloth, and wrapping the sannyasi, that cloth, throw in the room, and she taken that cloth and come out and paid dandavat to Ramanuji and given water, invitation, full invitation, etc., etc. And understand the my Guru wants to take prasadam in my house, but nothing is there. Even one potato or one brinjal not was there. And not one handful rice. Her husband gone for begging. And we will come 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock back. Then she will cook that rice, etc., and given bhog to Narayan and eat prasadam. That is a general program, life program. But Ramanuj come with so many devotees, and which way she will manage? And she managed some way. That is one man, so rich man, and she like her and wants to meet with her. And she remembered that and thinking this body is nothing. It is some flesh, some blood, make this body, and dissection will do what will get this body. She knows, and she told, I can serve my Guru with this. Then she gone to that man, and that man was surprised to see, and that man told what body was, and she told, my Guru come with 100 devotee, I want to serve the prasadam food to them. If you arrange for them prasadam, I shall accept your proposal. And that man was very happy and given so much food, etc., etc. And she cook and given bhog to Ramanuj and his disciples, all that very happily taken, that they are resting. In the meantime, Dhanurdas come back, and from far Dhanurdas have got smell, very nice prasadam smell, and he surprised from my house this smell coming, and he entered and have seen so many disciples of Ramanuj, and there is present, and he bowed down to and gone to his wife, and wife told fact. And he was very happy, embraced wife, and told, you know the proper science of this material and transcendental world. And I am so fortunate that I have got like you wife, etc., etc., praise, and come out and told to Ramanuja, Acharya, what done my wife, you know. And Ramanuja was surprised and very much happy. And Ramanuja told, okay, no problem, when she will go, night, take some prasadam from our bhog plate. And she taken, and that man is very happy to see. And that lady told, you take first this prasadam, then I shall be happy, etc., etc. Then that man taken prasadam and changed his mind. And he fell down to her lotus feet and apologized, etc., etc., happening. Then that man said, I want to meet your guru. And next day morning, went to Ramanuja and fall down his lotus feet and apologized, etc., etc., happening this fact. But I want to say, what is the proper identity of our physic, mental, and spiritual? Mental identification, spiritual identity, and physical identification. It will come through the divine knowledge, and that knowledge entering through Guru Vaishnava. Especially Guru, I can say it. Anyhow, Mahaprabhu's disciple, they knows it. But Mahaprabhu chosen that Chhoto Haridas and punished him and shown to others that this is the law for sannyasi, etc., etc. But so many Mahaprabhu's followers, they are with husband, wife, etc., etc. So many they are coming to see Mahaprabhu. They hear mention in the scriptures, yeah, consciousness will be clean and clear, and that standard will be transcendental standard. Then we not will be defaulter. We can stay in any position. Dhanurdas was Grihastha. Whatever. And so many brahmachari was disciple of Ramanuja. But they are disturbed. But Dhanurdas not disturbed. Because Dhanurdas have got proper consciousness from Acharya Ramanuja. And they are living with Guru Ramanuja and calling for copin, one piece of cloth, calling for that. Ramanuja shown many times to them, what you are doing, you see. Situation always will be some hazy. And everywhere. But we not will fall down with that, the chaotic situation. We must be clear about Krishna consciousness. That is necessary for us. It is depending so many things, no doubt, especially age, what experience we are getting. That is the one cause. One old man and one young man, not same feelings. one middle man and one young man, not same feelings. One child and one young man have not same feelings. Different feelings must be there. But we, when hearing from Sadhu Guru Vaishnav, then we will realize that and we will choose our way of standard life, and that must be with devotion. This is the teachings Mahaprabhu given and in the scriptures always, everywhere. But somewhere, so many chastising to general man that is giving some causes to the people for keeping their society purity, society with pure thinking. Yet this is my land, this is your land, this is another's land, we not will occupy, and we will be gentle and sober with everyone. This kind of some arrangement we have done in this material world. This is my country, this is your country, that is your country. But all country will be same when we will die. No one speciality will be there. As our karma fall, we will get again that kind of birth. Mahaprabhu said, Naham vipro na cha narapatir na api vaishyo na sudra. Naham varni na cha grihapatir na vanastho jatirba. Kintu pradyun nikhila paramananda purnamidati. Gopi bhartu padagamalayur dasa dasanu dasa. This is my identification. I am servant of servant of servant Krishna. I am not Brahmin, I am not Kotya, Vaishya, Shudra. I am not Antoja, I am not, it is my identity. Everything for the society, rules and regulation, but that is not actual my identification. My identification, Gopi Bhartu, Padakamalayur Dasa Dasan Dasa. This is identification given to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after death, everyone will be in that Sharanastu Niralambo Vayuputu Nirasraya. That position. Anyhow, mainly teachings come from Mahaprabhu. Detach with material world as possible by you. You are hungry, then some food necessary for your stomach. But always you not think the luchi, puri, laddu, etc., etc. for my stomach and others is not. This way we will maintain our health, that is, without attachment, as possible as coming to us, we will take as a prasadam. And prasad consciousness, if it will be clean and clear, then everything will be clean and clear. This consciousness given Bhaktivinoda Thakur to us. Jagannath Prasad Annati Jagat Kare Manno Tripurari Nathe Jaha Pai. That consciousness is necessary. Otherwise, Jagannath Prasad and our cooking rice will be same if consciousness is not there. The pure consciousness giving us pure life, and that is necessary. Naham Vipro Nachanarbade. And that another sloka also Mahaprabhu told. So many things. But where? We are living Jadricha Labha Santushto. We will be satisfied with what prasadam coming to me, what house coming to me, room coming to me, service coming to me. With everything, I shall try to satisfy my own mentality and my devotional life. This is necessary. Necessary to more explain, but which way it will be possible, that's also thinkable. Otherwise, everyone not will be satisfied, and that is the difficulty. You are a human, I am a human, but humanity must be with us. And that way, we are proceeding in our practicing life, but that must be pure, necessary to pray to Lord Krishna. Pray to Bhagavan, Chaitanya Deva, Nityananda Prabhu. This is easiest process. Jai Om Vishnu Vasilo, Tirakhatsila Deva, Sai Maharaj ki jai. All the devotees ki jai, jai Guru Maharaj ki jai. Jai Aravinda Lochan Prabhu ki jai. Hare Krishna. Yeah.